The site was listed as one of the most contaminated on the Great Lakes in 1987. Industrial pollution from chemicals known as PCBs contaminated sediments there, along with nutrient runoff. As cleanup is ongoing, Aaron Giese told WPR's The Morning Show that data from the Great Lakes Coastal Wetland Monitoring Program is helping target restoration work. She's an investigator with the program.
We've been working closely with the DNR and others locally to develop a strategy for measuring priority habitats and populations of fish and wildlife in Lower Green Bay.
She and other researchers used the program's data to rank their condition from best to worst to target restoration efforts. State and federal agencies aim to complete work at Great Lakes sites by 2030. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.